Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In a world of platforms for content, smaller indie one-offs, and all things digital, the idea of managing your saves in the way we might have done on the PlayStation 2 when they were accompanied by animated icons is largely out the window. Either something works and your data is present, or it isn't and you have to start over. Also, largely due to cloud syncs constantly updating through autosaves and always online connections, the beauty of the cross-game save reward is supremely rare, even though it should be more frequent than ever. Regardless, being specifically rewarded for being a franchise or developer fan is just an awesome feeling, and I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, with these being the 10 coolest video game secrets from imported saves. Number 10, 10 alternate costumes for Spider-Man Edge of Time. Spider-Man has had a real very time on the console market. While the modern-day Spidey has certainly hit his stride with the incredible Insomniac titles, he's had a deep history with gaming that dates back all the way to 1982, with games ranging from good to not so good. Still, one thing that has been consistent in Peter Parker's gaming repertoire is a wicked array of eye-catching costumes. Typically, you'll earn these new Spidey suits by completing missions or tasks, but that wasn't the case for 2011's Edge of Time. Instead, this Beanox title would grant you 10 alternate costumes right away if you had a save file for previous web-slinging title Shattered Dimensions on your hard drive. That is one hell of a way to reward brand loyalty. This set includes costumes like the Scarlet Spider, Secret War, and Negative Zone suits, meaning you really did get your money's worth if you invested in Beanox's previous game. Number 9, Ico symbols in Shadow of the Colossus. Part of what makes development studio team Ico so beloved is their unique approach to gaming. They have a wonderful grip on intimacy and subtlety, and while they're no stranger to colossal moments, they still make sure their games are thoughtful and sentimental. It's that approach that makes small details like this so wholesome. If you boot up a copy of their classic title Shadow of the Colossus and have a save file for Ico on the same memory card, not only do you have exceptional taste, but you'll also be treated to a tiny detail thanks to this connection. If you look super closely, you'll see that the mark on your horse Agro's forehead resembles the horn-like letter I from the Ico logo. Again, this is such a small detail and one that would probably go over most players' heads, but it's a deliciously quiet nod to the prestige of Team Ico and a fitting reward for the most eagle-eyed fans. Number 8, Sweet Tooth in War of the Monsters. For those unaware, War of the Monsters was an awesome fighting game that pitted giant kaiju against each other in destructible environments. Also, it's hilariously available on PlayStation 5 as one of a handful of PlayStation 2 games that actually works. Unlike the Warriors, Rockstar. In this game, you got to choose between 10 giant beasties, all of which resembled classic monsters like King Kong or Godzilla. However, for this particular secret, you needed to make sure that Agumon was your choice. See, if you're a fan of the game Twisted Metal, then you could unlock an additional fourth skin for this fighter, which made him resemble that franchise's iconic killer clown Needles Kane, otherwise known as Sweet Tooth. You'd gain this skin, known as Mecha Sweet Tooth, by simply having a save file of Twisted Metal Black on your memory card. Naturally, playing as this terrifying yet awesome clown and duking it out against all sorts of monstrous creatures was a blast. Number 7, A Just Cause for Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs is hella underrated, especially if we're talking about the entire lineup of titles published by Square Enix. It gave players an action-packed look at the streets of Hong Kong and played around with some awesome parkour and martial arts gameplay. Also, it came with a lovely treat for Just Cause fans. If you were a player of Just Cause 2 and had a save file on the same console, you'd get one hell of a surprise when you opened the game and found a Rico Rodriguez costume sitting in your safe house ready to be worn. Not only was dressing Wei Shen in this outfit a fun look, but it came with the mechanic of making it easier to hijack moving cars. If you're desperate for this skin and you've not got a copy of Just Cause 2, it is also available as DLC in the Square Enix character pack, which comes with costumes from Hitman and Deus Ex as well. Number 6. Experience a whole different Resistance Retribution with PSP Plus. So far, I've talked about alternate aesthetics, but cross-save unlocks can be so much more. In some cases, an imported save file can get you an entirely different story and gaming experience altogether. That's very much the case in Resistance Retribution, as it ends up looking quite different if you're a collector of the entire franchise. To unlock this alternate look, you need a copy of Resistance 2 on PlayStation 3 alongside Resistance Retribution. If you connect your PSP to the PS3 whilst running Retribution, you'll get the option to link the consoles and activate PSP Plus. Doing so has a big impact on gameplay and plot, and even lets you use the DualShock controller to play through. The differences in this game are now substantial, as the protagonist James Grayson is gifted with plenty of new abilities, including underwater breathing and health regeneration. It also changes the overall narrative, infecting Grayson with a mutated version of the Chimeran virus while following a completely different plotline. Number 5. Hitomi in Dead or Alive 2 Ultimate. The ever-shifting nature of a fighting game's roster is part of what makes the genre so exciting. Whenever you get a new installment of a classic franchise like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat, your first instinct is to take a look at the characters you can actually use. Sometimes, though, you've got to put in some extra work to get more faces on that roster. This remake of the first DOA games gave players the chance to see the love-struck martial artist Hitomi, who was first introduced in Dead or Alive 3, throw her hat into the ring. In order to unlock Hitomi, players had to make it all the way through the story mode as Ine on normal difficulty. However, they also needed a save file from Dead or Alive 3 or Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball. If you met those requirements, then Hitomi was all yours. Number 4. Partner Pikachu / Eevee Spirits in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. The most recent installment of the Super Smash Bros. Franchise came with a heaping host of new features. Spirits were one of them, allowing Nintendo to create collectibles that paid homage to every last IP under the sun that wasn't in that main roster. Unlocked across Adventure Mode, you'd complete challenges or buy them with in-game currency, though Nintendo did have an extra reward for Pokemon players. When the game was first released, you would be gifted with the Partner Pikachu and or Partner Eevee Spirits right away, provided you had the appropriate Pokemon Let's Go save files. Fans would get to carry their spirits into Smash, where they can then be ranked up to potentially stick with you across the entire story. Even better, Nintendo gave you Sir Arthur from Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection, Razorwing Ratha from Monster Hunter Stories 2, and Sophia from Persona 5 Strikers if you also had the relevant save data. Number 3. More hearts for Wolf Link in Breath of the Wild. There is so much depth to Zelda Breath of the Wild, many years on, we're still finding cool new details. However, while the game is very much associated with the Nintendo Switch, a near-identical version released on the Wii U. If you scan the Wolf Link and Midna amiibos here, you'll receive a specific traveling companion, Wolf Link. This animal buddy comes equipped with 3 hearts. Unlike the Switch version, though, if you've got a copy of Twilight Princess HD on Wii U, you can do this by scanning the amiibo into Twilight Princess and completing the Cave of Shadows bonus level. If you manage to make it through, you can then carry the number of hearts you have left, a maximum of 20, into Breath of the Wild. Number 2. Commander Shepard in Frog Fractions 2. Frog Fractions is a weird, amazing game. It lulls you into a false sense of security with a basic education software aesthetic, only to take you on a journey that dips its toes into as many genres and gaming tropes as possible. For the sequel, developer Twinbeard was clearly going to up the ante, and during the game, you're randomly given the option to import a save file of Mass Effect 2. Doing so results in the game welcoming you back as Commander John Shepard, and providing you with a lengthy dose of fanfiction based on an official request for donuts. This goofy Easter egg features favorites like Miranda and Garrus failing to complete the mission, but overall, yeah, way more games recognizing other games' save files, please. And at number 1, unlocking Luigi Brothers in Super Mario 3D World. The year was 2013, Grand Theft Auto 5 was taking the world by storm, and Nintendo was celebrating what they like to call the Year of Luigi. It was a great time to step back and appreciate the less famous Mario brother, and Nintendo pulled out all the stops. More than they did for Zelda's 35th anniversary, to be honest. Anyway, one fascinating way they paid homage was found in Super Mario 3D World. Suppose you managed to platform your way through all 8 of the game's levels. In that case, you'd be rewarded with an altered version of the original Super Mario Bros. 1983 game called Luigi Brothers, repurposing Luigi as the main character. Avid Luigi fans who already had a save file for New Super Luigi U, though, were given this right off the bat. No playthrough needed to prove the character's worth, almost like Nintendo agreeing with this wing of the Mario fandom that Luigi deserves the spotlight as soon as possible.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.